Lake George is a water body at the tipping point of survival. The Jefferson Project, named to honor Thomas Jefferson's comment that Lake George's waters were the most beautiful he ever saw, is a multi-million dollar effort to make the water body the smartest lake in the world. An initial 40 sensing platforms will be deployed across the 32-mile-long lake to monitor and collect data on 25 environmental variables, including water chemistry, air and water currents, weather, pollutants, invasive species, and stream flows. The Darren Freshwater Institute, the environmental research arm of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, will serve as the home base for the Jefferson Project. RPI President Dr. Shirley Jackson.
Lake George remains uniquely beautiful. However, Lake George does have stressors. So we clearly need to devise a more evolved form of coexistence with magnificent but fragile ecosystems.
Dr. Jackson says advanced technologies will be used to establish a global model for ecosystem monitoring and understanding.
We are going to prove that the most powerful tool of all in environmental protection is data. For the Jefferson Project, IBM and Rensselaer will add a remarkable cyber-physical platform that will allow real-time data monitoring, including the use of fixed sensors, sensors mounted on robots, and innovations such as flow cams that can take snapshots of the lake's microscopic organisms and transmit them in real time.
IBM Senior Vice President and Director of Research Dr. John Kelly explained that supercomputers capable of processing more than 188 trillion operations per second will analyze the Lake George data.
We'll be using so-called petaflop computers, or can do a million calculations a billion times a second. Very, very high computing horsepower. We'll also be saving immense amounts of data. About 10 million times the amount of data we collected in the last 30 years every year. With that data, we'll forecast the future behavior of the lake and start to inform the decisions relative to the lake based on scientific data.
Fund for Lake George Executive Director Eric Tsai says what has been discovered so far tells us more about what is not known.
This new sort of big data approach that applies these technologies, that'll put eyes on these problems, and that will give us a chance to really understand in much more detail what it's going to take to solve the problems. That is the power of this partnership and the science that's behind it. It's a new day for what we do on behalf of Lake George.
The project builds upon and enhances research IBM is conducting on waterways in Galway, Ireland, Rio de Janeiro, and the Hudson River. IBM's Dr. John Kelly says he's been asked with the ongoing international research why Lake George was chosen for the Advanced Data Collection Project.
Lake George is a very unique environment. It actually is a perfect size laboratory. It's big enough to have complex problems, but yet small enough that we can study it. Secondly, it is right at the northern end of Tech Valley and right at the entrance of the Adirondack Park. So we have the opportunity here at Lake George to bring the brain power from Tech Valley together with the natural resources of the Adirondack Park to do absolutely amazing things. And lastly, we chose Lake George because we believe that it is at a tipping point. We are still in a position where we can have a dramatic effect on the future of the lake.
It's anticipated this three-year project will help other lake systems. IBM's Kelly says Great Lakes researchers are already eyeing the project. As Tsai notes, the project is intended to be a global model.
The technology that we develop here is going to be used not only on Lake George and throughout the Adirondacks, but across the U.S., and we plan to deploy it around the world.
That's the idea, to create an adaptable model for how you bring science to the problems and how that enhanced understanding empowers decision making to protect the lake. That's something that can be replicated and translated in many locations, and it's something that is sorely needed.
Just as this is a destination point for tourism, this is going to be a destination point for scientists and engineers studying environments.
One goal is to allow policymakers to make data-driven decisions. Republican State Senator Betty Little says having the data will allow for proactive decisions.
Right now, it's always reacting to, you know, the latest invasive or road washouts, deltas being created, all that kind of stuff. We need the information. You need to look at the data, and you don't always have it. Sometimes it's emotion and public sentiment that drives an issue more than the actual data.
IBM, RPI, and the Fund for Lake George say until design elements are completed, exact investments are not known. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.